All right, Kenny, I know you don't care about qualifying. I get it. I know you don't care. But, dude, you were like 15th.
SOS button?
Dude, like, you were like 15th or 13th. I was worried.
So the last qualifying session was a little bit my fault. I got up front. Freeze was there. I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to back up. I don't want to be close to him.
Yeah.
So then I backed up. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm in the middle of a shit ton of people. And then, so a lot of time went by, right? And then I tried to go on a couple of laps, and I fucked him up.
Okay.
And then I tried to go on a couple of laps, and I got fucked up. And then the practice was over.
Okay.
And then I came off.
Yeah.
And I asked Billy, I'm like, what? And he's like, 13th. And it was 14th. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was pissed about it. I'm like, fuck, like, it's not where I want to be. But I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I was calm. I'm like, fuck, I know how to race. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And then sure enough, it was. So.
Yeah, heat race went great. Main event, Chase stalled it. You got up to him. I was like, oh, here we go. And he got away from you a little bit. Where did you think he was doing a little better?
Yeah, no, I was just trying to click off my laps. And I wanted to see, just after my illness, like, I haven't ridden much in the last couple of weeks. So I really just wanted to see where my body was at. And I didn't want to over rev and then drop back or whatever. So I kind of just kept doing my thing. And
yeah. So you didn't, wig it up to, try to...
Yes and no, I was close, but he got me right away, and I'm like, okay, let's just, I got a little gap to the back, let's just stay here, click off some laps, and do a good main, and I was honestly really, really happy with the second one. I'm stoked. This is a good podium for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because we talked yesterday, and you've been sick a little bit, haven't had exactly what you wanted to do, so this has to be awesome.
Very good, because before I got sick, I felt great, I was like, everything was going good.
Yep.
Then I got sick, and then you know how it is. Then a week later, you're fine, but you just don't feel like you're there yet. You know, my lungs felt still felt super tight. And I said that even after the heat race to my wife and to Larry. I'm like, man, my lungs are still so closed up. I don't feel like I have the solid open lungs that I normally have. And but then it was better for the main event as well. And that's what I mean. I really wanted to make it out of this weekend. And but even riding and even in the heat race, I was just so calm, and I was really just super mellow, and I tried to stay like that for the main event too. And of course you always get the butterflies, but I was really, really calm and mellow. And it all worked out exactly like how I wanted it.
It was a trickier track for Anaheim 1 than usual. Usually it's pretty dumbed down, pretty easy. This one was pretty
good. Well, the long rhythm lane back there was gnarly, dude. Yeah. The second that you go 2 and then 3, that thing shot you to the freaking moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fun
track or no?
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. And sometimes when you have when you come out of the sand right there, you have a bunch of rollers and doubles and whatever. It's almost confusing in a sense a little bit, you know?
Yeah, because you guys were doing different rhythms.
I did.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it though. And then I kept doing after we went across the start straight the last time, I took that super tight rut and I kept tripling that, which was really hard to do, but it felt cool. So I kept doing it. And I did it every lap, but maybe 2 or something. Yeah. So I don't know.
That thing was high too.
Yeah,
it was
big super too. High.
Factory transmission. Some improvements on the bike.
I was pretty shocked to hear this. Got a little bit of new stuff.
Good for Suzuki.
Yeah. And then, of course, as well with REP Suspension, they did a really good job. For a while there, like I told you, going to WSX rounds, I didn't really know it yet. It was a very different style of dampening, and it didn't really feel like my bike, but we ended up making it my bike. And for a while there, I was just riding the same thing, and then we made changes accordingly to what I felt. And then, of course, we have to go racing here and put it to the test. So we were tinkering with little stuff. We didn't really make any crazy changes throughout the day. Little less, actually, on the suspension, more on, the gearing, because it was... I felt like in some areas of the track it was really tight, you know what I mean? So I changed my gearing, but I didn't really like that, and I went back. So it was a little bit of stuff going on, but nothing crazy. So
well, a lot of hype about a lot of guys, and maybe Roxanne was a little under the radar, and here we are. So
here we are again. I'm still there.
All right, so thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Cool, thank you.
You didn't just get all did you not record all this?
They asked me not